This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I asked everybody. I said, who wants the ball? And he said, give me the MF ball. And I said, all right, you're getting it. And I said, don't mess around. Go after it and do it. And I give him a lot of credit, man. The big dog came up and threw.
Kevin Willard, after the game last night, talking about what he asked everyone in the huddle. And Derek Queen said, give me the MF ball. But, you know, Derek Queen afterwards in the press conference said that he had never hit a game winner before. And Kevin Willard said, now you tell me. I wouldn't have given you the last shot if I had known that. Big time moment for Maryland basketball. There's so much wrapped up into it. They've been on the wrong side of those so many times, not just this year, but over the years. Painful losses. Getting out of the first weekend for the first time in 9 years, just the second time in the last 21 years, is really crucial for them. Just a really thrilling win. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. How far can they go? And anything else you have on yesterday's game? Denton, what did I miss?
Well, so I'm going to harp again on the Queen shot. I thought it was insane. You know, we had talked about early in the season when he was first starting to play, how people were describing that his game was very similar to that of Nikola Jokic. And that's a big comparison. Right. It's a three-time MVP. But that shot at the end was very Jokic-esque in that unorthodox, but he was able to make it work. Righty going to his left off glass, despite the fact he didn't really have an angle for it. I thought that was sensational. I really do think that despite the fact that I agree with you in that they should have used a foul late in the game and they did not, I did think it was very brilliant that they knew exactly, all right, inbound the ball, push the ball, then call timeout to not force themselves to have to go the length of the court. Because that length, you got to go the length of the court with a to win the game is going to be an incredibly tough thing to do. So I really loved the way they handled after the buzzer beater. It sucks that they've had to deal with a lot of the buzzer beaters, but they did look like a team that understood not panicking when a guy hit a three late in the game where they only had a couple of seconds left. So I thought that was really, really brilliant. I think as you look forward and you have Florida on the horizon, you got to make it a very, very key point of the offense that you have to feed Derek Queen and Julian Reese much more frequently to start the game. I thought they settled a little bit too much at the beginning of the game for deep shots. You got to get Derek Queen and Juju Reese involved early. I think they can hang with Florida. You know, I know that line, it's 6.5 now. It actually opened at 7.5, Kevin, so that line has moved a little bit early. Florida's a great team. They played really, really well towards the end against UConn, but they're not a perfect team. Maryland hasn't played their best game of the tournament yet, I hope. So I think they can keep it tight with Florida.
I do, too. I think that we've been talking about this for a couple of months now. Maryland has been for, you know, really once they got everything going, you know, late January-ish, it was obvious that their starting five was really good and capable of winning, you know, several games in March. And Florida's really good because they've done the same thing. I don't think Florida probably feels like they've played their best game yet in the tournament. I know Maryland hasn't played their best game. You know, Maryland had a game against Illinois in the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament. That's what they're capable of. I mean, literally being uncheckable and explosive to the point where they're unstoppable with certain players on the floor. Real quickly, too, because I didn't mention this in my game take, I was so excited for the game that Deshaun Harris-Smith had on Friday night against Grand Canyon. Off the bench, 11 points. He knocked down a three. Yesterday, he had a wide-open three and hit nothing, and that was really hard to watch. And then, I don't know, did he hurt? He acted as if he had hurt something. You know, a lot of us understand, especially usually it happens when you miss a layup. It's like, damn. I rolled my ankle. You start hobbling back down.
He was
court.
Really grabbing his wrist after that shot, though. They never gave us a replay to see if his hand got hit.
They did
I did think he was really good, though, not in the shooting element of it, but the high pick and roll. I do think he has good vision and understands where the pass needs to be delivered. So there was a couple of those plays
that
I thought
he
did well.
And he is an excellent defender. There's no doubt about that. All right, phone lines open. Your chance to weigh in on Maryland's win over Colorado State. Let's start with Chris in D.C. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, Chris.
Man, I'm excited. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited, because when I picked my bracket, first and foremost, my coworker is a Florida grad, and he know everything about Florida, and I pick his brain all day. And I'm just going to let you know like this. I picked Maryland to play Duke in the final when I started. It looks crazy, but I was like, hey, if Maryland could stay away from athletic teams, because Maryland lack of the ability to give up a lot of offensive rebounds. And Florida is one of those teams that on their miss, they get 36% of their missed shots, offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
But I just look at this game. This game is going to be exciting because, you know, Florida – they got their three guards are all seniors, and all three of them are transfer guards. And Maryland have three guards. And the matchup that I'm looking for is Gillespie versus Clayton. Gillespie played a heck of a I think he had four steals in the last game. And his defense intensity and Miguel, I would love to see Miguel play Clayton, because Miguel is a hell of a defensive player. And I think Maryland really have a chance because their bigs is going to be the key. You know, Florida is tall, but they're really light. We got to come into the game and feed. You got to feed your big man early in the game. Florida shot, what, 34 free throws last weekend? Maryland don't foul. The reason
they
why
missed
I
a bunch
Maryland,
of free throws. Maryland missed 12 Friday, but Florida missed a bunch in that game against UConn.
Yeah, Florida missed 12 as well. But I just
was it 12?
The reason why Maryland give up so many offensive rebounds because they play a 7-8 man lineup, so they don't play too aggressive in the first half, and then they're a great second half team. And a lot of people talk about Florida going to run Maryland out, but Florida is not that deep of a team either. You know, you look at it, they're really similar as a team. If you go look at it, guard plays, points per game.
No, they're very similar. They got bigs. They got guards. Look, you mentioned it. I think it's Miguel on Clayton. And I think Maryland will mix up their defenses a bunch against Florida. But to me, Miguel against Clayton Jr. is the matchup you want. Miguel is a physical, you know, man. You know, he's an older, developed, mature dude. He hit some shots down the stretch Clayton Jr. did in that game that were incredible. I mean, he was guarded, and he knocked him down.
I got one more take for you.
Yeah, quickly.
I got one more question for you. All right, check this out. Maybe I'm fine. Crazy, but I really think that Queen will be a better pro than Flag because of his ability to, like, I think he's going to really develop a three-point shot, consistent three-point shot. He have that frame that he's going to be 6'10", 6'11", and I believe he'll be a better pro than Flag. I know it might sound crazy, but time will tell.
Look, he's got, he is a skilled, skilled big guy. That's what you need. Thanks for the call, Chris. Is that, you know, typically the freshmen that come out that are projected lottery picks, they're physical specimens. They're super athletic. That's not him. He's not unathletic, but he's not explosive athletic. His true calling is his vision, his IQ, his feel for the game, his handle. He's a phenomenal passing big man. He really is. Like Kevin Willard said at one point during the season, he said, if he were white and Euro, he'd be the number one pick in the draft. The truth is about Queen, though, his game does resemble sort of Euro style, but he hasn't stretched the floor as a four, which is what he's going to play in the NBA. He's going to play the four spot. But he can. I've been saying it all year. He's got a good stroke. I think he'll develop into a good three-point shooter. You know, there's some Karl Anthony Towns in his game in terms of you know, his ability to sort of be in control with the basketball, you know, moving his feel, his floaters, his vision is, it's terrific. I'd like to see him move a little quicker defensively and be a little bit tougher and more physical consistently on the glass. Ian, go ahead. Is Ian there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go
you
ahead.
Have me?
I got you now.
So to answer your question, I think they lose to Florida because I think they're just a different level than Grand Canyon and Colorado State. But everything you said, I agree with. This is such a huge win. The only thing you forgot to add, this is the first Sweet 16 in Kevin Willard's 18-year career. I mean, that's a huge milestone in and of itself. Maryland's third since 2004, or second, rather, since 2004. Derek Queen was tremendous. And I agree, like, when you have a game that close, you can dissect every foul, every possession, every missed call, every call that went both ways. And I think you're right. I don't think the officiating was great, but I think it was even both ways. If that game's played 10 times, maybe Maryland wins six of them. It seemed very even. The one comment I want to say is, again, for Willard to do that, and we went back and forth over DM on that in that press conference, and then to turn around and make it seem like it's the media's fault or somebody else, put a huge spotlight on that team, and for him and the team to deliver was huge. Because if not,
well, the media comments is sense of humor; it's his sarcasm. You knew that, right?
A little bit, but
yeah, he's very sarcastic.
The day before was
calculated, and
right,
you
it
know,
was.
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, he knows when he does that what's happening. To basically, I can't think of another coach outing the departure of his boss openly while also trying to leverage a new contract. Like, that is quite a power play. And with the Sweet 16, he delivered. Without it, it would be a complete different narrative. And it just shows you how close
it would be for the fans. It would be for the fans. But those that know understand how the last two coaches, him and Mark, have had a battle that I don't think they should face at what I believe should be a basketball school. And it's been a constant battle, constant walls put up. And he used that situation, the Villanova situation, the 25 wins, the second place finish in the Big Ten, to say, I want to be here, but we got to start treating this like the fans believe it is, which is an elite basketball school, because there's a lot of stuff you guys don't know that is much different than true, you know, top-tier basketball schools. I loved it. I think it's been a lot of, you know, things that we haven't been able to talk about, you know, publicly all the time. But look, it's not over yet. They got to get the right AD. They got to get he's still got to get the right commitment. I haven't said this yet on the show. I think he's staying, and I want him to stay. And I hope he gets every single thing that he needs to compete at the highest levels of the sport. Go ahead and finish up. I want to get to the other calls.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with what you said there. And I think there is a lot of truth in that. And I too, like you, follow Maryland pretty closely and understand some of the unique challenges that shouldn't be there. But I would also caution you to say Maryland being a basketball-first school. I think the way the money is in sports now, that even basketball-first schools have become football-first schools, whether you saw it with Indiana football this year. Or
I understand that. I get that.
You know, and so
just the rev share alone, there's a certain percentage that has to go to football. So, and right, it's a much higher percentage than basketball. We all understand what's driving the money, but there's just a lot of stuff that at a bare minimum should be something that Maryland's program and basketball department gets that they have to fight too hard for. Let me move on. Thanks for the call. Let's go to DC. DC, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Kevin, how you doing, man?
What's up, DC?
Last night I was watching the game, and when they hit the three, I was like, the whole game I said that Colorado State not driving to the basket, they living and dying by the three. I thought they were going to miss it. When he made it, I said, oh, man, it's time for us. We got to come up with something amazing. But I don't know what it is about when they come across that half-court line. It's always, like, funny calling a timeout. Like, it's almost like they're about to have a turnover. I was like, yo, somebody else needs to call a timeout other than the person with the ball. Do they allow the coach to call a timeout?
Yeah, final 2 minutes. Final 2 minutes the coach can call the timeout.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It always looks crazy to me. But the first thing I say,
by the way, I know exactly what you're talking about. In fact, when you see a team that wants to call a timeout, you want to get the ball over to where you want to inbound after the timeout, sometimes the player is way too casual. And a defender can step up and maybe, you know, make a play before the timeout gets called. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. So when we got the timeout, I looked at it like this. I said, we're going to penetrate and dish. I was looking for a lob, right? But I seen Queen in the timeout, and he was standing up. Everybody else was saying Queen was standing up. He had that towel in his hand, and he reminded me of John Thompson because he had that serious look on his face. And I'm like, yo, Queen about to take this shot. But I still thought we were gonna lob it to him. But when he got it at the top of the key, I said, oh, it's on. Go to the basket. And he went to the basket. He didn't get all the way there. But he threw it off the glass, and that was a perfect shot. Everybody said it was difficult, but I think it was perfect because most defenders are playing for somebody to shoot it straight in. They're not used to people going and shooting it off the glass like that.
Yeah, that was defended pretty well. And he got to that spot, and shooters know this, where it becomes much harder to bank it in because the angle becomes more severe. And you got there's like now you're limited in terms of the spots off the glass. And he hit the spot.
Yes,
DC,
indeed.
Great call, man.
Yes,
always good to hear from you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in, how far can they go, Maryland, and anything else from last night's game? Let's go to Mutu in Frederick. Mutu, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Man, I'm looking at this game winner from Queen as just a sign of good things to come. Maybe it's destiny, man, because we keep hearing about Florida and their three guards. But guess what? They got to deal with our three guards. And when we're making shots from outside, and Queen and the other big man inside, Reese, are doing their thing, we're a tough team to beat, man. So I'm just hoping we go into this game loose, play with desperation, but just play how we normally play when we're rolling. Because if we start making shots, Florida's going to have a problem. My key is Reese and Queen. Queen, I feel, is so advanced for his age, skill-wise.
No doubt.
A big man to have the kind of touch and finesse that he got. But yet, I don't feel we've seen the best of him, and I mean from like a physical aspect. I want to see him imposing his physicality down low because he got the size. If we do that, man, and if we beat Florida, Kevin, I think these guys are going to the level of confidence and belief, man, we could win the whole thing. That's
thanks
all
for
I got
the call,
thanks,
Mutu. Appreciate it. What I'd love to see now that, look, I think this is more of a fan feeling and maybe even a coaching staff and program feeling, but maybe not a player's feeling because they haven't lived through what everybody else has lived through. But I feel like there's like a big weight off the shoulders now and they can play more loosely and freely. I'm not saying that they played tightly, because I don't think they played tight necessarily. They just didn't play their best yesterday. They didn't play their best on Friday. They won by 32, and they gave up 13 offensive rebounds to Grand Canyon, and they missed 12 free throws in that game. I know what their best looks like, and many of you do as well. You know, going through the course of the season, some of the games that they were just so impressive in, you know, the Iowa game. Now, Iowa doesn't defend at all. The Illinois game in the tournament was so impressive in that Friday night quarterfinal. The game at Nebraska was a game in which they were really difficult to check. The two wins back-to-back on the road that really got this thing started at Illinois and at Indiana were really impressive games. Those were the games in which, you know, you watch them and you said, wow, they have two bigs. You know, both who, you know, one is a true low block scorer, but actually has developed into a decent pick and roll catch mid-range guy in Reese. They got an all-world freshman at the four. He can, you know, he can take you off the dribble facing you. He can score with his back to the basket. And then they've got an excellent playmaking and scoring point guard with two incredible shooters on the wings, one of whom in Rodney Rice is a big-time shot maker, just not a shooter, but a shot maker. By the way, Miguel is too to a certain degree. Miguel's range is incredible, but they've had games. I mean, they had a game in December before they really had put it together where they led Ohio State in their first Big Ten game 50-17 at halftime. It was the largest halftime lead in 30 years in the Big Ten. They led by 33 at halftime. In that game, I think at one point they led by 46. They did not play their best yesterday. They didn't play their best Friday. They didn't play their best against Michigan in the semifinals. I actually thought, you know, coming down the stretch, they had a couple of sloppy wins against Michigan on the road and against Northwestern at home. If they play their best, which we've seen 10 times this year out of their 27 wins, you know, more than that. You know, 12, 13, half of their wins, you've seen a team that wasn't going to lose to almost anybody other than maybe Duke or Houston, you know, on a given night. If they play their best, they got a shot to win two and get to the Final Four. There is no doubt in my mind. I definitely think they are a team capable of winning at least two more. And when you look at the bracket, you know, their semifinal game would not be Duke or Houston. You know, those two teams are really good. Auburn, Denton, how many times this year have we talked about Auburn and I'm like, they're not Duke. They play so methodically. Even the game against Creighton, they pulled away late. I was glad they did. I had them laying the 8.5. I told you before the bracket came out, I wanted them to be the 4, if they were going to be a 4, in the bracket with Auburn more than Florida. But I don't know. I could easily see a minimum of 2 more wins. What about you?
I mean, Florida's going to be the tough one. I think if they get past Florida, the world is their oyster. Because I don't know that if they play their best, and that's a big assumption to assume that they're going to play their best every game the rest of the way, but if they play their best, I don't think there's a lot of teams that can beat them. You know, Florida would be one of them that I think has the firepower. Duke is the other one, but I think the list kind of stops there, especially when you look at the rest of their bracket. If they get past Florida, I would feel very confident.
Would they be favored over Texas Tech?
I think so. If you beat Florida, depending on how they beat Florida, but if you beat Florida, let's just say you beat them by like 6 or so, I think they'd be favored over Texas Tech. I think they should be favored over Texas Tech.
Texas Tech's pretty good.
They are pretty good, but
they're seeded higher. They're a 3 seed.
Yeah,
look at us. We got them in the Elite Eight. Let's focus on Florida. We'll have somebody on to talk Florida basketball before Thursday. Florida's really, really good. Colorado State, you know, had not lost since like early February. And I thought that team was impressive, like really impressive. I thought they were well coached. I mean, their spacing alone and their movement alone offensively was fun to watch. I think that guy, Neek Clifford, is a pro. Is he a senior? He is a senior, right?
I think regardless, he's going to the NBA next year. Yeah. Or at least going to test the waters.
And I thought that was, and turned out to be, I think, a much tougher test than Memphis would have been, in my opinion. But look, Florida is a good basketball team, and they have been rolling. You know, there were a lot of people that picked Florida to win this whole thing before it started. I think Florida and Duke were the two most picked teams, I think, in the draw in the ESPN bracket contest. You know, they're another team. They haven't lost in like a month. I mean, it's been a while since they've lost, and you know, they've got like multiple wins over Alabama recently, a win over Tennessee, they beat Missouri, and then they beat a game UConn defending champion yesterday. That was, you may not like Danny Hurley, and I understand he can be a bit annoying. He's one hell of a coach. All right, some Denton news. Next, Ben will join us at 12. We'll get back to college hoops next hour. But Maryland, off to the Sweet 16.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.